Hawkins knows former Common Counselors Lance Denno and Pat Hogan, as well as former Deputy City Auditor Lawrence Bott, are taking a bit of a political risk.
The fact that these guys are coming out and putting their conscience and the interests of the citizens of Syracuse, in their view, before party loyalty means a lot. You know, this has consequences. We sometimes say, vote green, not machine. There is a political machine here, and there are consequences if you buck it.
That doesn't seem to bother former Councillor Hogan, who says their identity as Syracusans supersedes any party loyalty.
We need somebody who actually does his job as city auditor, especially if the fiscal challenges that we face every day as a city of Syracuse. We need somebody with energy and somebody who will do the job and dig in and do the job. This is a very important office. It served as a check on many administrations.
Hawkins held his press conference in Clinton Square to illustrate quality differences in audits by current auditor Masterpol and his predecessor, Phil Latessa.
The one in 2005 by Phil Latessa was detailed, made 6 findings and recommendations. The one in 2013 that Marty Masterpol did was very perfunctory, basically said everything's fine, nothing to see here, and move on. And it made no reference to those 6 recommendations from years earlier.
Hawkins says as important as the decline in audits is the priority of the reports.
Nobody's leaving the city because of the ice rink, because the money from the beverages is missing or something. People are moving because the schools are struggling, the crime is high, and the infrastructure is failing. Those are the kinds of things that the auditor ought to be looking into.
Which Hawkins says also includes environmental audits.
The city also has environmental goals like reducing carbon pollution. I would like to set up a system of indicators of public welfare and environmental sustainability that we could track over time and see how we're moving toward reaching our goals of reducing carbon or reducing unemployment or reducing poverty. We might bring some new wrinkles, but I think for most voters, this is a question of, is the office independent? Are they working hard? And are they professional? And we're not getting that from the current auditor.
Hawkins questions why the city school district ran a nearly $20 million surplus for fiscal year 2013-14 and didn't put at least some of that money into the classroom or a much-needed playing field at Fowler High. He also wonders why the city's police department had a surplus of $7.5 million for the same year, while residents called for more police to walk the streets. Hawkins says his concern is it doesn't appear the city has a clear enough financial picture to know if it can meet payroll, and instead resorts to hoarding money to cover unexpected expenses. Scott Willis, WAER News.